You humans are pathetic. I think that was the last one. Shame none of them are left squirming. I much prefer a wriggly prey. But what do we have here? Hold on a moment. What are you doing in there, all locked up in a cage? You were kidnapped by these bandits, no doubt, and locked away until your ransom was paid. Well, it's your lucky day, sort of. I'll let you out of there when I'm good and ready. Ready for dinner, that is. My, you do look like a tasty morsel. Much better than these crusty old bastards. Oh yes, you look like you've never seen a day of hard work in your life. Nice and soft and plump. What's that? Speak up, little mouse. You're a prince. Yes, I'm sure you are, sweetheart. Something tells me you're just trying to get out of your fate of being my supper. A handsome reward for your return. Well, that might work if I was one of you humans, but to be honest, I never much cared for your kind's gold. I much preferred their meat. Besides, think of the story I'll have to tell. That I was the one to gobble up the great king's son. My name will be feared by all others. Think of the terror that will strike into my enemies' hearts if I wouldn't even spare a prince. Then that means there's no hope for anyone else. No, I don't care about your reward. But think of the fame that would come after I gobble you up. The bards would sing of me. Orsha the Prince Eater. I think it has a nice ring to it, don't you? No, don't look so scared. You look rather weak and pathetic. You must have been in that cage for quite a while now, and I doubt these bandits fed you much. I better not let you go to waste, then.